The 42nd Lesson. The Carrot Runs Away to Africa. There was a lot of gossip in the little town in connection with Mr. Dale's departure. Mr. Dale went about with his chin high. Mrs. Dale ran to and fro with swollen eyes and smiling lips. It was all so unusual, parting with Mr. Dale for almost a year, and the African wilderness, and the long trip over the ocean. So her eyes were swollen with tears, but her lips smiled, for at the same time it was so pleasant to be envied, looked at, talked about by everybody. It was so thrilling to be the wife of the famous Mr. Dale who was going to Africa. Only Jimmy the Carrot was gloomy and silent. He would gladly have had his right hand cut off if only he could go with the scientific expedition too. But that was out of the question, of course. Lily tried to console her friend as much as she could, but Jimmy was inconsolable. At last the day of the departure came. Mr. Dale kissed his children, shook hands with all his friends, and went to the lorry that was standing at the gates, loaded with all kinds of cases, bags, parcels and baskets, all covered with a big green tarpaulin. Mrs. Dale was already sitting in the cab of the lorry, looking very proud in her Sunday straw hat and a bright new shawl over her shoulders. She was going to see Mr. Dale off. Polly stood on the porch, waving her handkerchief and weeping. Jimmy was not to be seen anywhere. "The boy was so upset that he ran away as soon as I kissed him," Mr. Dale said to his wife. "No wonder," Mrs. Dale said. "Our Carrot is such a tender-hearted kid. He's ashamed of crying in public." He is," Mr. Dale answered. "Goodbye, friends," Mr. Dale cried, starting his lorry and waving his cap. "Goodbye, old boy. Have a pleasant journey. Good luck, Thomas. Write whenever you get the chance. Don't worry, Tom. Your friends will look after your family. Goodbye, boys, and many thanks to all of you." To be continued.